Buddha belly. Hey guys, what's up? Fun story about me. There's a musician named Bruce Cockburn. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of him, but he's got some big songs. When I was a radio DJ in Nashville, I wasn't familiar with Bruce Cockburn, but little known fact about radio hosts is that they don't choose the music. You have a program director that chooses all the music for you and then programs the show. I mean, yes, there were some shows that I did program, like I did a local show called the 615, and I definitely programmed that. And I was also a assistant program director and a music director. So I was in the meetings when you decide what songs you were going to add to the playlist. So I did have some hand in it. But early on in my career, I had no hand in what I was playing. And they were playing a Bruce Cockburn song. You might be familiar with this song. Where the river used to be, I got my mind on eternity. Wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are. Wondering where the lions are. Beautiful song. Another thing about this story that you should know is that Bruce spells his last name Cockburn. And I was doing the night show or like overnights or whatever. And I said, like, 100.1, Lightning 100, that was Wondering Where the Lions Are by Bruce Cockburn. And I said that on the air. And a coworker had to be like, hey, so I heard you say, I heard you play Wondering Where the Lions Are by Bruce Cockburn. And I said, yeah. And he said, that, you know, that's not how you say his name. And I said, how do you say his name? And he says, you don't say it Cockburn, it's Cockburn.
Everything I touch turns to shit.
Yeah.
Everything I touch turns to shit. Oh, yeah. Everything I touch turns to shit. And you don't care.
So, let's call the brand eye. What do you say? Is it time for that? Everything I touch turns to shit. Everything I touch is shit. Okay.
Hey.
How you doing?
You know, chilling.
Just hanging in?
Hanging in there.
Yeah. That's good.
You?
Hanging. Chilling.
Playing some golf, I see, on the Instagram.
Well, that was actually last Wednesday. Remember, I told you I was going to play with Joseph.
Yeah, did you get the tea?
I did, actually. I got all the tea.
Is it piping?
Yeah, but I can't say anything because I don't want to ruin it for everybody. Yeah, he told me everything that was going on. I can't wait for the show to be over for him so I can tell you like the things that he, when he was like, yeah, so-and-so was bonkers. And like so-and-so like got a crazy good edit. So-and-so got a crazy bad edit. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that tea.
I know. And then he also told me who he thought was going to be the Bachelorette.
Mm.
But who knows? Who knows?
Very interesting.
But we both didn't play great golf, but I beat him. So that's I think that's what's important about the golf thing. You know what I don't like about TikTok these days?
What?
The only things that seem to be working for me are when I'm kind of mean to people.
Ooh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I went to lunch with my like team. That's I hate saying that shit,
team.
But like, you know, like my agent and my manager and like my agent's boss, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on with like brand deals? Like they're just not happening anymore, you know? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know what I need to be doing for my social media. And they're like, all the brand deals are going to like social media influencers. And I was like, am I not that? Okay. Fucking
no,
A.
You're not.
I guess not.
So social media influencers are the ones that are literally on there like posting like 3 to 4 times a day and just eat, sleep and breathe it. And that ain't you and me.
I know. You got to get something that goes viral, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, I hate to say this, but like I've had two things that have gone viral in the past like 2 weeks and they both are mean. Like they're funny, but they're still mean.
I know what you're talking about.
And I'm like, I don't know if I want that to be my thing.
Right. No, I don't.
I'm not sure if that's good for anybody, but that's really sad that that's the current state of social media.
Yeah.
The thing I just posted with Joey and I playing golf and like being like, I can't believe he chose, and then like cut it off right beforehand. Like that used to be so good. They'll probably do bad.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's funny because you think you're going to get spoiled. Like you get the joke, but well, you get it. I know. So I don't know anymore.
I don't know either. I hate social media.
You know what I was thinking about? Like, if you, TikTok, fuck you, man. If you look at one thing you can buy from TikTok, it will show you that fucking same thing 7 million times. Just because I looked at it one time. One time.
I know.
There's like a guy.
I wish there was a mute button.
Yeah, like stop showing me this. Or here's the other thing. I have bought it. Please stop showing it to me because I did buy it. I did the thing you want.
TikTok shop?
Well, yeah. Like one was like this AmberNick emulation device, which is like basically a Game Boy that came with like 10,000 games. I bought that.
Oh,
and I do like it. But they keep showing me that. And I'm like, I already bought it. I can't buy it anymore. I can't buy any more of this shit. I have an Aura Ring. I have one.
And it keeps... keeps advertising for you?
Yeah. And I'm like, I already have it. I'm not worried about it. Do I need one for every finger? At the TikTok shop, it's the cheapest electric scooter we've ever seen. It's $200. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll look at that. Looked at it just because I was like, how shitty could a $200 electric scooter really be?
Why do you need an electric scooter?
I don't. I was just interested. It will not stop showing me videos of electric scooters. And I don't even want one. I just was interested to see how much it cost.
Interesting. Well, I searched, I don't even know what I searched to get it to come up, but I wanted to see Kristen Cavallari's 24-year-old boyfriend. So I looked up his TikTok and now it won't stop showing me the Montana boy's TikTok. I don't care. I don't want to see that. Stop showing it to me. Where's the mute button?
Yeah.
I just wanted to see it one time.
Hate social media.
Hate it.
But if I got to be mean to people to get views, I don't know. I just don't. No.
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. Unless I get like a cool big ad campaign, then it is, I guess.
No.
But it won't work because I won't be mean. You know?
Right.
That's the thing about TikTok. Like, I have a ton of followers on TikTok, but if I put something out, they don't see it unless it like goes viral.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I know. I don't get it.
Should we start the show?
Yeah.
Is it you?
I think it is.
Go for it.
Bros and Hoes. You're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
All right. So I think you guys know by now that I'm just like forever in the process of trying to update my home. I've just come to a place where I think that this is just like a forever project. Like, I don't think it's ever going to end, right? I'm just going to keep wanting new stuff for my home. Mm-hmm. This is why I love Article so much, because they make shopping for furniture so easy. I can do it from the comfort of my own home. Plus, Article has a huge assortment of different styles to choose from. So whether you're into like mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, boho, or Scandinavian, they have something for absolutely everybody. Plus, they offer fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada, which is so great. I recently got some new dining room chairs. Mine were literally falling apart because I bought such cheap ones when I moved in. And I got the cutest, like, they're very modern chairs, but they are in like a green velvet fabric, so it brings some like warmth and earthiness to my kitchen, which I really like. You guys know we've loved Article for so long, and it truly is just chef's kiss.
Article's offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/YFT, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's Article, ARTICLE.com/YFT, for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back, because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Should we start with Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I wish the freaking new episode. I hate this episode release schedule.
I know. Okay. I want to start with the Jimmy and Chelsea fight, okay? And I saw this TikTok that was like such a great job of describing how annoying Chelsea is.
You said to me in the pause that you didn't like to go out.
Yeah, I said I didn't like getting fucked up and going to the club.
Yeah, but you leave the house. Like, what next? You're gonna tell me you have friends?
Oh, now my friends are the issue?
Yeah, and your wild drinking problem.
Chelsea, you're literally drinking right now.
Jimmy, what are you even talking about?
Listen, I don't want to do this.
Why, because you were with Jess last night?
What?
Admit that you were with Mackenzie.
Didn't you just say Jess?
Admit, Jimmy, you were having a pot orgy with all the pod girls and probably Jeremy, that fucking weirdo.
Shit, Chelsea, what? I can't do this.
Stop. Are you gonna make me cookies?
What? No!
You don't love me!
The accuracy.
The like whiny, like, Jimmy, I don't understand. It's so good.
It's insane.
That fight.
It makes me angry because she is making the rest of us look bad.
Totally.
She's making females look bad. Okay.
100%.
No one's that clingy. No one's that crazy. I know it's like, oh, tough. Like, you're not supposed to use the word crazy, but like, I hate when men are like, yeah, girls are crazy. Women are crazy.
Yeah.
This is why they say that.
Yeah.
Because of this right here. Like that.
Some girls
Stop
are
making
crazy.
Us look bad.
Yeah. Some girls are crazy. And most guys are
garbage. Men are garbage.
There you go.
It's crazy. And the fact that he's putting up with it is mind-blowing to me.
So Sarah and I were talking about this. Like, what do you think his motivation is to stay with her? Like,
the only thing I can think of is that he's afraid to look bad on TV.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah.
He might be so competitive if he breaks up with her that he feels like he lost. Like, he's, like, giving up or something.
Maybe.
But, like, that fight, I loved how unhinged that fight was. And he finally was like, that's not something that like I'm comfortable with conceding on. And then, so he's like, I'm done. And he leaves and everyone, Sarah and I are like, yes, yes, Jimmy, go, 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 Jimmy, go, Jimmy, go. And then he fucking turns around and he forgives her.
I know.
And the other thing was that you could tell was not right was that he told Chelsea in confidence that he had slept with one of his girlfriends years ago or whatever. And like nothing ever came of it. And he was like, I'm telling you this in confidence. She doesn't want people to know this on TV, you know? And she fucking did it and said,
I would never forgive her for that.
I would have been so upset being like, listen, these are my friends and they were nice enough to like be a part of our story.
Well, and talk about breaking someone's trust.
Totally.
My trust would be forever broken if she did that to me.
So then they go to that fucking party, right?
Yeah.
The way that she talks to the big guy,
I forget his name.
But you know what I'm talking about. The guy with the mullet.
Yeah, mullet guy. Well, not anymore, but yeah.
He is totally like not over her, right?
And I know.
And like he's like constantly hitting on her. If Jess did that to Jimmy and she saw that, she would lose her fucking mind.
Lose her fucking mind.
Right?
Also, that guy's way hotter.
Than Jimmy?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Jimmy's got swag that we just don't know and see, but...
I know. That guy's way hotter, and like, if I were her, I'd jump ship. They both need to jump ship.
Totally. I just don't understand.
Immediately.
Why, like, it's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Do it. Please do it.
I know.
How do you feel about Jeremy and the other girl like coming in and then going jet skiing together?
I mean, it's like risky to do that, obviously, because everyone's going to talk trash on you about it. But at this point, him and his girl, what's the blonde girl's name? I can't remember.
Everyone he's been with? Yeah.
They haven't spoken in days.
I know.
They haven't even spoken.
Yeah.
So if I were him, I'd be like, fuck it. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
She doesn't even talk to me. Like,
I'm going to defend her for going after him.
Are you?
Yeah, I think it's
okay. Sarah Ann?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Oh, okay.
He obviously chose wrong, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he had like a very serious relationship with her, and then and then he chose wrong, and she had a very serious relationship with him.
Yep.
A mistake was made, but that doesn't mean that like he can't now like go and talk to her, and they can't have a relationship together.
He is engaged.
Is he, though? Like, but are you really in this fucking show?
Okay, that's fair, but technically, yes. So it's like, for me, that's the hang up. It's like, if you're going to go have a relationship, any kind of relationship with your ex or the other girl or whatever, you got to break off the engagement. You got to be super clear about, like, I'm not marrying you. We're done.
I think that that has been made. No?
No.
Really?
I don't think. I don't think there was any, like, hey, engagement's over.
I think it's over.
Well, I do too, but I don't think they, I think now it is, but I think like when he first decided to talk to Sarah Ann and like rekindle that, they were not over.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's
it's different when you've got a ring.
Yeah, but she wasn't even wearing it.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then the other guy who's like, won't stop talking about how his dad cheated on his mom. Like,
which one's that?
The black guy.
Oh, that's right.
Every conversation's like, but hey, have I told you that my dad cheated on my mom? Hey, did you know my dad's a piece of garbage and he cheated on my mom? Well, I got a lot of skeletons in my closet because my dad cheated on my mom. We get it. Are you like setting us up for when you eventually cheat on this woman?
I kind of feel like he has said that before, even in the pods. I kind of think he has said like, I'm worried about staying faithful. Like he kind of said at one point, like, that's one of the reasons why he's like not been super pumped on the idea of marriage, because like he just doesn't know like if people can be faithful, kind of thing.
But you're not your father, you know?
I know that, and you know that, but clearly he doesn't know that.
I think that he wants to cheat and this is how he's able to justify it.
Very possible.
It's in my genes. My father was a cheater. His father was a cheater. I have to be a cheater. And you have to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's some trauma that I have. And I'm never going to be able to shake it. Maybe you're just a piece of garbage.
True.
Maybe.
Obsessed with 80s mom, by the way.
I feel like she got the wool pulled over her eyes as well.
I mean, a little bit, but I loved her.
That there's a real man. That's a real man. That seems like a guy that's going to cheat on you, if you ask me. You're a terrible judge of character, I think. I feel like I can smell that guy's bullshit from a mile away. Like, I don't buy it at all.
I know.
Anyways. Also, going back to what you were talking about last week, the couple that she's never taken birth control. What are we talking about here? I am so confused. For eons, people have been figuring out how to have sex and not have kids.
This was my whole soapbox last week.
But it's continuing on. He's like, oh, he almost got a vasectomy, which is fine. But if you want to have kids, like not maybe the smartest thing in the world. Dude, throw on a condom. What are we talking about here?
It's not that hard.
Yeah, I feel like these two like never took sex ed or something. Or something. Just don't know.
I get not wanting to have a kid. It's like all about it. I don't know if you ever did this, but in my 20s, with my boyfriends, like if we did the condom thing,
yeah,
he would like, I had boyfriends that like, I would make them fill it up with water after to make sure there was no hole in it or anything.
Really?
Yeah. Because that way, if there's a hole in it, then you just take plan B. Genius.
Gross. So he's like sitting there like over the, hold on, let me paint this picture.
It works.
He goes to get you a towel. He pulls the condom.
And I'm like, while you're in there, fill it up with water.
This is the grossest water balloon ever.
It's fucking genius. And you know what? The guy that I actually learned that trick from a guy.
This is a trick.
And it was, and it was from a guy that had gotten a girl pregnant with a condom on. So he was like worried about it. And he was like, yeah, so like this, I'd fill it with water. And that's how I know. And I'm like, freaking genius. And I've made every guy afterwards do that.
Still?
I mean, no, but I would if I was worried about it.
Wow.
I know. Foolproof. I'm just saying, there's so many ways.
Imagine being that little swimmer, though. Like, you made it through.
It happens, Wells.
You made it through a condom.
Yeah.
The one, like, the pinprick hole. You made it through the vagina, through the uterus lining.
Yeah.
Through the egg.
Yeah.
Good for you, little guy.
It happens. And you know what? You know what is worth filling up the condom with water? Not getting pregnant.
Mm. It's already so weird after sex, you know?
Yeah, so like why not just do that?
Yeah,
it's already
weird. Hold on, let me get you a towel and get this gross milky
also
water
we're good.
Board. Yeah, go away. Go away now. Jeez Louise, Brandy.
Listen, I didn't want to get pregnant. Still don't, honestly.
Oh my God. Please go have sex soon so you can do this and tell me the story of how this guy reacted. How did men react to this?
No, they were fine with it.
They were?
Yeah.
Were they like, do you think that I'm poking holes in my condoms because I want
No, to like- most of them were like, oh, that's genius. And I'm like, I know.
Did you ever have one that was spewing some water?
No, but there were a couple times where we were like, oh, like, did it break? Like, really? Go check.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard. Please, I just don't understand why these people don't understand how condoms work.
I know.
I don't understand. I just don't really understand the show in general. Do you think that Jimmy and Jess are going to get together and Chelsea and the Jolly Green Giant are going to get together?
No.
They should, though. The show should be called Who Wants to Get Left at the Altar? Not Love is Blind. On to a different reality show. Thoughts on The Bachelor?
I was surprised that so many people were shocked that Rachel made hometowns. I'm not shocked about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a three.
You know too much now, don't you?
I do. It's a three horse.
I can
tell. To me, it's a three horse race right now. Like, you gotta have a fourth, you know?
I think Maria freaking blew it. I think she's out of the running.
I think so too.
She freaking blew it with the way she was being another freaking crazy moment. Yeah. I'm not going to kiss you. 2 seconds later. What are you doing?
Yeah. And it's funny because you can see that she thought that this was going to be a good plan. She thought that he was going to be like, it's going to be you. Just be quiet. You know, and he didn't do that. And then she was like, fuck. And then you can tell she gets up and she goes into that room and that's her talking to a producer. And the producer's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here? You're definitely one of his favorites.
Yep.
And you just showed some crazy. And he was just like, so are you leaving or like what's happening right now? That was the death nail. That was the nail in the coffin.
You could like see it in Joey's eyes. You could see it all just change for him during that conversation, I think.
I'm not going to say that this is what I think she's doing, but I wonder if she's like, this might be my opportunity to become the Bachelorette.
Possible.
Like I'm not that super into him. And if I kind of self-sabotage, then maybe I could become the Bachelorette instead of having to get engaged to this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Possible.
But you're right. I know too much now.
You know too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I do appreciate that Daisy is being so honest about not being there yet with her feelings. And I think that she has every right to feel that way. And I actually think it's kind of refreshing because usually I'm like, these girls are nuts that they are like so in love so fast with someone they don't even know. I get the whole concept is crazy, but I also understand that that's the show.
Yeah.
But like, I like that she's like, you know what? I'm not there yet because it's like, I barely know him and like, whatever. However, I think that's going to hurt her because I think he is so worried about picking someone that doesn't pick him at the end that he is probably going to go with whoever's the most in.
Yeah. This is like a big fear of like every bachelor. And I wonder if like they're like directed to say this or if it's like because the last time they felt serious was on the show and like, and they don't want to have that happen again. But like my thing is that, hey, listen, if it doesn't work, you're going to have like millions of women that are going to want to sleep with you, you know?
I know. But I do think like, I mean, you would know better than me, you've been on it. I think like they probably make it so that you feel like you failed if you don't get me engaged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And men don't like to feel like they failed.
Yeah.
So that's probably a
but
thing.
But it's all relative. It's all relative though. People could say that I failed on that show.
True.
And I would say that that's not true.
No, you definitely won The Bachelor for sure. I also like, I see a lot of Ben Higgins in Joey.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't throw around the term unlovable, like I kind of get that from him.
Yeah.
Like where you've seen glimpses of him, even on Charity Season, say things like, I'm not this like happy guy all the time. Like I, you know, have low moments and sometimes I'm not like the funnest guy to be around. Like, I don't know. I think he has this like idea of himself that he's not that great for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's just that whole like Ben Higgins, I'm unlovable. I just can't believe that a girl would love me and want to be with me kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I agree. Has there ever been a season where the guy's like, I'm not getting engaged to anybody here.
Actually, I mean, I think just Colton and look how that turned out.
Yeah. Oh, man. If only he had come out the final rose. Guys, by the way, I'm not into any of you. And not for reasons that you think. Actually, you know who did it? Jesse Palmer did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was before my time.
Same. Before my time, too. But I know that, like, producers are very angry. What he did was everyone has, like, kind of like their own producer. and he had them like print out a ticket for the girl he was going to choose. And instead of giving her a ring, he was like, here's a ticket. Let's you and I go on vacation and see what happens. And that's how the show ended. And no, everyone was very, very upset that he did that. And now he's the host. So it worked.
Yep. So it worked for him.
Yeah. Good for you.
That's funny.
You got anything else on it?
If he ends up with anybody, I think it's got to be Kelsey.
Yeah.
But I could also see a world where he ends up with nobody.
Okay, so if he ends up with Kelsey, do you think she's going to watch her back and be like, okay, hold on. Daisy didn't love you. He told you that she wasn't into it or like wasn't falling in love. Maria tried to leave the week before. Am I like default here?
I mean, yeah, there's definitely a chance of that.
Yeah.
I feel like that a lot where I feel like once people watch this back, it's going to change their perspective.
Totally,
of
totally,
everything.
Totally. Yeah.
Tough.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for the kid. He's a nice guy.
Well, I'm obsessed with Kelsey and Daisy. I love Daisy too, but I just don't know that Daisy loves Joey.
I love Maria.
So funny.
She's the best. Just chaotic energy. That's what I need in my bachelorette. All right? I don't need wholesome girl next door energy, Daisy.
I mean, it worked for Caitlin.
I know.
You know?
Also, can I say this? I'm sure Daisy is a lovely, lovely girl. She has vocal fry that just, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Really?
Yeah. Vocal fry is really starting to get me.
Really?
Yeah. It's really annoying me these days. Anyways.
Is that because you're older?
I think so.
What do you think?
I think it's because I'm old. Yeah. Mm. And I don't want to talk to you.
Oh.
Because you're vocal fry. You don't have vocal fry?
No. No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's so bad. Shut up.
Ever since I've heard your TikTok video, I've been making fun of the girl that's like, let's get into it. It's all I hear on TikTok anymore.
I know.
Everybody says it.
I know.
I didn't even realize it until you said it.
You know. Let's get into it. Okay. Let's get into the show. Do you have some fave things, bruh?
Yeah, bruh.
Bet.
I started the Apple Plus show Constellation. Have you seen it?
No. Tell me all about it.
Oh. I can't believe I'm on this before you, actually. So, okay. So here's the crazy thing about this show. Mm-hmm. It's very confusing.
Oh, okay.
Like, you really have to pay attention. So, like, I watched episode one and was half paying attention, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what I do a lot of the time. I watched it and I was like, no idea what I just watched. Went back, rewatched episode one. Now I'm three episodes in and I gotta be honest. Like, I have had to go online after each episode and like read the episode summary, you know, read somebody else's thoughts on the episode to really feel like I've understood what I just watched. Mm-hmm. But I kind of love that about it.
Joe returns to Earth after a disaster in space and discovers that there are missing pieces in her life. So she sets out to expose the truth about the hidden secrets of space travel and recover what she's lost. Reality is a conspiracy. Constellation on Apple Plus.
That doesn't tell you a whole lot.
Yeah, that was just a lot of words, I feel like.
Yeah, that's kind of what the show is, honestly. Okay. It's kind of just a lot of work. Okay, so episode one, you're set up with this team, you know, of astronauts on mm-hmm. the International Space Station or whatnot.
Yeah.
And episode one, something goes wrong. They have to repair the ship. I don't know. And there's, you know, of course, there's only enough life support for so many hours and blah, 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 blah. So for whatever reason, Joe, who's the main character, which, what's that actress's name?
Noomi Rapace.
That one. She has to stay on the ship alone and fix it and then get herself home without any help and any comms or anything. And of course, she only has like X amount of time to do it or she runs out of oxygen. All the rest of them go back to Earth. She stays and figures this shit out. But while she's on the ship, you start seeing scenes. You start seeing scenes of her in a cabin, like in somewhere very cold, and her daughter's there, but then sometimes her daughter's there and sometimes it's not. And for me, I was like, what am I watching here? Is this a hallucination? Is this a memory? Is this a flashback? Like, I don't know. And it's very confusing because then they also show you like present time. If that's what's the spaceship is present time. They also show that her daughter and her husband are there, you know, at ground control following what's happening to see if she's going to make it back alive kind of thing. So you see this, and then you also have Joe having these visions of things that aren't there while she's on the spaceship. So, of course, you're wondering, like, Is she hallucinating because she spent so much time alone? Is she losing oxygen to her brain? Like, what is this? Or is this real? Like, it's very, a lot of shit's like being shown that you're like, I don't know what this is. So without spoiling anything, I'm only three episodes in, but I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but it's interesting. I feel like it's obviously a space show. Like if you like space, you know, you definitely got that element to it, but it's definitely got this sci-fi angle. And it's just very interesting. Like there's an interstellar angle to it. There's mm-hmm. the space angle there. It's complex. And to be quite frank, like I still don't really understand all of it, but I really like it.
You do.
Yeah, and I want you to go watch it so that you can help me explain it to me.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of space movies that people might be hallucinating in, there's a new movie starring Adam Sandler and Carey Mulligan called Spaceman.
Oh.
It's on Netflix. I watched it. Half a year into his solo mission on the edge of the solar system, an astronaut concerned with the state of his life back on Earth is helped by an ancient creature he discovers in the bowels of his ship, Spaceman.
Is this a serious movie?
Yes, it is.
Interesting for Adam Sandler.
Right? Mm-hmm. Great cast. Carey Mulligan, Adam Sandler, Kunal from Big Bang Theory is in it. Paul Dano is the voice of the creature. It's an art piece for sure. It makes you think. The director's the guy from Chernobyl, so it like is well shot, but it also is like 2 hours of Adam Sandler talking to a giant spider. And so for that, it's okay.
Okay.
I think that like the message at the end of it's really kind of beautiful. And like the relationship that he creates with this giant spider is really cool. And then you're like, is this real? Is it not? Is this his imagination? What is the spider supposed to represent? Is it himself? Is it the universe? Is it God, whatever. So it's very interesting. It's a think piece for sure.
Okay.
But if you're like me and you're scared of spiders, tough to watch. Actually, it made me like spiders kind of more because I was like kind of rooting for the spider. Anyway, Spaceman. I give it a pretty good.
Okay.
If you're into that sort of thing.
All right.
I have some things that you do not need to watch.
Oh.
A lot of documentaries, actually.
Okay.
There's a documentary called Mostly Harmless, which of the documentaries that I'm about to talk to you about, this one is the least bad.
Okay.
It's actually called They Called Him Mostly Harmless. It's on Max. A hiker found dead in the Florida wilderness is identified by internet sleuths after 2 years. His identity triggers more questions as multiple hikers claim to have met him, but he never revealed his name. So it's this guy that's like hiking the Appalachian Trail, and he never gives his real name. He just says that he's mostly harmless, which is a fucking terrifying thing to say. Because
yeah, why would you say that?
Yeah, I don't know. So all these keyboard warriors want to figure out who this guy is, and they end up doing it. They figure out who he is. But the end, you're like, wait, he's kind of a piece of shit. I don't, you know, like, I feel like, I'll just say it. He abused some women, apparently.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All these sleuths are like, you know, he's, and like all these other hikers are like, he seemed like a really nice guy. But if I was one of those victims, I'd be like, fuck this guy. What are we doing here? Why are we aggrandizing him? He was a piece of garbage. Anyways, it's cool up until you realize that point. And then you're like, ugh, I don't like this. So anyways, that's the best of the worst that I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
There is a documentary called Can I Tell You a Secret that is so bad. I want to tell you a secret. Don't go watch this movie. This documentary is terrible. Three women's lives are changed forever when a prolific stalker infiltrates their social media accounts, and they're only a fraction of as many victims. So this guy is an internet stalker, starts talking to these people, and then like pretends to be them and like says weird shit to like their family members. Here's a thought. Block him. Over. Immediately over. Block him.
Yeah.
Block him. If you just blocked him, none of this would have happened. So that could have been, that the whole documentary could have been over in 1 minute if they, but all these women like talk to this guy and then give him fuel for the fire and then it just kind of spirals out of control. But anyways, I would just block that movie. Don't go see it. Don't go watch it. It's on Netflix. Terrible. Oh, and then on Max, I started watching a documentary called Alaskan Killer Bigfoot.
That sounds terrible.
Got really excited about that. Like, we're going to see some big feet. What's going on here? It's like comically bad. Like, if you want to get stoned and watch something really, really bad and be like, what am I watching here? This is what you should watch. Alaskan natives were driven from their village 70 years ago by a creature they believed to be Bigfoot. No one has been back. Because of dwindling resources, they've sent a scouting party to see if it's safe. Alaskan Killer Bigfoot. I got through about 7 minutes of this show before I realized this was hot garbage, all right? It's these four guys who are like, we're going to do this for the tribe and everything. And then they're like, it's like, oh my God, there's old Dan coming down to the boat while we're getting ready. What's old Dan going to say? And he's like, they're just like not actors. And some producer was like, hey, go down there and give him some advice. He's like, hello, everyone. You're going to a very dangerous place in the world. Be careful. The tribe and I have talked, and we are only giving you 40 days to do this thing. And if you're not back in 40 days, we can no longer bless this mission. You're like, what the fuck is this? And then like some guy in ceremonial robes comes down and he's like, you're gonna go see Bigfoot, be very careful. Anyway, 7 minutes in, I was like, this is bullshit. It was just like the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Don't go watch it. Terrible.
Oh wow, okay.
But also, if you want to like get stoned and watch something really bad, highly recommend. I also watched, I think also on Max, the Idaho College Murderer.
That's already a thing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
With insight from investigative journalists and criminal experts, explores the horrific crime that claimed the lives of four college students in Moscow, Idaho. The Idaho College Murders. It's actually not that bad, but it doesn't tell you anything that we didn't already know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of cool to see how they caught the dude. They pretty much had him nailed from the beginning. He was so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He left, like, how he got caught was he left the knife sheath in the place that had DNA on it.
Ah.
They knew what car it was. They figured out that he was, like, the only person kind of in town that drove that car. And then you find out that he's, like, studying to become a criminal investigator. You're like, it's okay. And then you find out that, like, he was doing a study where he, like, reached out to old people who were in prison who committed murder and was like, so what are some of the things you wish you'd done differently? And it was,
oh my God.
How fucking stupid are you? And then like changed his license plate a couple days after. Like everything he did was so dumb.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he's driving across the country with his dad and he gets pulled over and they have like the body cam from the cop. And I guess he's like tailgating too close to someone. And so he gets pulled over for that.
And you can get pulled over for that?
Yeah, don't tailgate.
Oh, shit. I tailgate so bad.
Yeah. You also can get pulled over for murder. But the tailgate,
cool, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't do either of those things. So the body cam, so he's like, where are you guys going? And the fucking idiot murderer goes, we're going to go get Thai food. And his dad's like, no, what? No, we're driving across the country. Why would you say that? Like, that's not what we're doing. Like, maybe we'll get Thai food, I guess. But we never even talked about that. Like, what? The guy's an idiot.
How old is the guy?
Fucking, I don't know. Pretty young guy. He also,
that's what I was thinking.
He let someone see him in the house, didn't kill him.
Oh.
And the person was like, he's got really bushy eyebrows. The one guy who has the car, has bushy eyebrows, is studying this particular thing, is asking criminals how they got away with murder, is changing their license plate, fucking is leaving town. Like, so dumb. You're the worst.
So dumb.
You're the worst criminal investigator. I wish that one of the ex-murderers wrote back and was like, hey, don't change your license plate. Don't flee the state. Every time he left home, he would leave with gloves on. Like, they've got like footage of him going to CVS with black gloves on. You're like, this. If I see anybody out that's wearing gloves, murderer, I know you did it.
Wait, I wear gloves a lot.
You do?
Yeah, they're very on trend right now.
Like surgical gloves?
No, no, no. Like black leather gloves.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like...
Oh, you said black leather gloves.
No, surgical, like latex gloves.
Oh, who would do that?
Yeah, anyways, that one's not so bad. But anyways, that's, I thought that so was very funny.
That's so funny. I randomly watched anything my mom buys on Amazon Prime. I just watch it because I'm like, well, she paid $20 for it. So
yeah,
I should watch it. Do you remember when the movie Priscilla came out?
No.
It's not that old.
Okay.
But it's basically, obviously like kind of the Elvis story, but from Priscilla's perspective. It's actually more about like her and how she was kind of her life, you know, instead of his, which is an interesting angle. Jacob Elordi plays Elvis in this.
Did you watch it because of that? I feel like you have a crush on him.
No, I don't really. No, I'm not really that into him. But I will say I loved Austin Butler as Elvis so much. I thought I would like not be having it with anybody else as Elvis. Mm-hmm. I actually really liked Jacob Elordi as Elvis. Thought he did a good job. I liked the movie. I liked seeing her side of it and like learning more about like their relationship, kind of like through her story, I guess. My mom said it's based off of a book called like Elvis and Me or something that my mom's obsessed with and has and loves. Only thing I didn't love is I'm not sure I loved the actress choice for Priscilla.
Which that's tough because that's the name of the movie.
I know, like she's it. It's not that her acting was bad or anything like that. I just like she wasn't selling Priscilla to me. Like I wasn't buying it that she was Priscilla.
When teenage Priscilla Bailey, is that how you say the last name? Bailey?
Not sure. Don't know.
Meets Elvis Presley, the man who's already a meteoric rock and roll superstar, becomes someone entirely unexpected in private moments, a thrilling crush, an ally in loneliness, a vulnerable best friend, Priscilla. My only thing is, like, wasn't she, like, 13 when they got together?
Yes.
Fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, she was in ninth grade when they met.
Okay.
Super sketch.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, nobody... It's weird, I guess, like, different times. I don't know.
No.
But nobody...
No.
Like, a married couple took... Like, went to her parents and said, hey, can we take Priscilla to Elvis's house for, like, a party? And they, and everybody was like, yeah. Like, this... Yeah. And it's like, what? No.
Yeah.
You know? The thing I really liked about it is I think when you hear the Elvis story or like, you know, you see Elvis, the movie and whatnot, like you always like the majority of the story is about his music career because that's what he's famous for. But there was really like, I don't think there were any live performance shot like scenes in this movie. Like it really wasn't about that at all. It was purely about like his personal life and what it was like with the two of them at home and what it was like when he came home from shows and, you know, all that. So I think seeing that side of it and like, I don't know, getting the visual of like that storyline was really interesting.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, how can you do Elvis again? But it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. Ninth grade. Just going to go ahead it's ninth grade.
I know.
By the way, did you see the thing that people thought that Elvis was still alive and he was pretending to be like a pastor in like middle America?
No.
It was dumb. A lot of wives here sent me this. They're like, you need to get in on this trend or whatever. And then the guy was like, he had to come out on social media and be like, I'm not Elvis Presley, but thank you. And then I also saw that Donald Trump was like, a lot of people think that I look like Elvis Presley.
Who thinks that? No one thinks that.
Dude, people who like MAGA people love, they think he's so handsome.
Oh my God.
I know.
That scares me for the country.
Totally. Who are you voting for? We got to get someone else out there.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
Can you run? I would literally vote for you over anybody that's running right now. You need a job. Can you just run?
Yeah. You know who should do it? It's Ben Higgins should be the one that does it.
I would vote for Ben in a second.
Can we get someone who's not about to die? You know, you have an age limit. You know, you have to be 35 years of age to run for office.
Which is fine.
Totally fine. Can we have a maximum? Like, you can't be over 70.
No.
Like, my mom, she's in her 70s. My dad's in his 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, my parents are old. I was the youngest of five, don't forget. And I'm like, I couldn't feel comfortable with letting you guys run a general store, let alone the country, you know?
Yeah.
Like I can't allow you to run like the itinerary for the family vacation. Like you can't be in charge of that. Okay. You're going to fuck that up. Mm-hmm. There's no way in hell that you could fucking run the country.
The family vacation itinerary gets me. Cause that's so important. Yeah, and a hard job.
Mom, I'm overlooking the itinerary. It says you want to do yoga at 5:30 in the morning. We're not doing that. Then it says you want to drive 4 hours to go see a fucking cavern. What? It's a whole day?
I'm dead. That's too good.
Like, if we're considering not allowing them to drive,
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Yeah. I think Donald Trump can drive.
I don't know if he should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I see him like in golf carts. He seems like he's fine with it. This is such a funny like Donald Trump thing. So at his golf courses, he has a cart that doesn't have a... Most golf carts have a governor on them. Like there's a limit to how fast they can go. Mm-hmm. But you can take that off and they can go really, really fast. He always has his governor taken off so he can drive down the fairway faster than everybody else so he can cheat. It's like a very well-known thing that he cheats a lot of golf, which is so funny.
Also just tracks, you know?
Totally. It's also very telling as someone who plays a lot of golf. A lot of business people, they say that they want to watch like who they're going to hire or who they're going to work with play golf because you can see how they would act in business. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but like Donald Trump will do anything to win, right?
Yeah.
Including, and maybe that's a good thing. I'm not really sure.
Not either.
But like, I'm not really sure if like Joe Biden should be driving anywhere.
And definitely not.
Right. And so if you can't drive,
then you can't run the country.
You cannot run the country.
No.
If you can't go get in a car and go get milk from the county market that you run, you can't run the country.
No.
That's the rule.
I agree.
I wish we could all come together as a country, sit them both down and be like, guys, guys, we want to be president. And we'd be like, yeah, 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 yeah. So we're going to put you in a home, though. And that's going to be best for everybody. But we want to be the president of the United States. You can be the president of Del Boca Vista in Florida. Okay. You can coordinate all the shuffleboard times. Oh, okay. God. But you can't run the country. You guys are both too fucking old. I think to be the president, you should be in your 50s.
I think 40s is fine,
40s
too.
Is okay, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
40s, 50s, 60s, no.
It's getting sketch.
It's getting up there.
Yeah.
It's getting up there.
I agree.
Wow.
Do you think that the Democrats are going to run Joe Biden?
I guess.
I've been hearing, like, conspiracy.
What else are they going to do?
So I've been hearing conspiracy theories that, like, come, like, May, Joe's going to step back and Michelle Obama is going to come in and like, it's going to be a landslide.
That would be a dream come true.
I agree.
Wow.
Because I could trust Michelle Obama to handle.
Hell yeah.
To handle the family vacation itinerary.
Absolutely.
I think she could drive a car still.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Also like women are just elite. So
are they though?
Lately, like I've been thinking about this a lot. Lately, I've been it's so stupid, but it plays in my head that dumb TikTok sound that's the viral one that's like, how hard can it be? Boys can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like, how hard can it be? Boys do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like if I ever question for this isn't a good example, but like mechanics or something that like it's typically men, right?
Yeah.
That are mechanics. But I think if I rolled up and like there was a woman mechanic, I think my initial reaction would be to question that.
Wow.
But like then I took a second and I was like, but wait, why would I do that? Because how hard can it be? Boys do it.
Totally.
You know? And like women are smarter. So why would I trust a man to do anything over a woman? Stupid.
I agree women are smarter and
better at multitasking.
Absolutely.
Paid me at better attention to detail.
But if you're so smart, why haven't you guys been the president yet? Figure it out.
Because men be tying us down.
No one wants these two old fucks in the White House, okay?
Trust me, there's some people that want Trump in the White House.
I know. I think they want, like, chaos.
They want more money in their pockets. That's what they want.
I guess, but, like, nothing really changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I wish you girls would take over. I'm tired of listening to these assholes.
I think it's slowly happening.
I don't know.
I do.
But then you have Chelsea. Jimmy, why do you have friends?
She's making us look bad.
Why do you have you have friends?
She's setting us back.
You gonna make me cookies?
Jesus Christ.
Some stuff that I want to share with you.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people come to me and they say, Wells, like, do you have any like life advice? And you know, I try to like, you know, give good life advice.
To no one.
To nobody. And I saw this and I thought this was really funny.
You know, a lot of people say the best revenge in life is success.
Yeah, they do
but
say
if
that.
You just go out there into the world and crush it, that'll get it. That'll show them.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Wrong.
That's a loser mentality.
Exactly.
It is. Yeah. Loser
mentality. The best revenge is to actually follow someone when they leave their work.
Totally. Okay.
You're in your car and you follow them. And when they're walking down their street towards their home, you mount the curb.
Wow. Okay.
And you actually mow them down. And when they bounce off your windshield and are laying on the ground struggling to breathe, you go up and lean down and whisper in their ear, gotcha.
I mean, that's just a much more satisfying way to get revenge than becoming successful.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's fantastic.
Why don't you make videos like that for TikTok?
I should. That's so funny.
That needs to be your thing.
Yeah, that's what I should do. We should get the YFTers to write in questions for advice that I should give them.
Yeah, and then you answer.
What I used to have a we used to have a bit. What was it called? It was Wells Done or something like that. Didn't we have a bit that was called something like that?
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Oh, Tips to Living Wells.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that?
Tips to Living Wells.
Ask me a question. Let me see if I can do one.
Wells, my boss is an asshole. What do I do?
This is a tough one, but you know, a lot of people, when they're struggling with work productivity and specifically meeting your boss's expectation, they'll say, you know, just you got to work harder. You got to kind of, you know, head to the grindstone, like really put in the extra hours. And I say no. I say that's a bad thing, because then that's the expectation that you have to work really, really hard just to make this one person happy. What I would suggest is every day go into his office and say, hey, Mr. Johnson, I'm going on a coffee run. Can I get you anything? And he will inevitably say yes. I'd like an Americano, please, 2 sugars. And what you do is you go down to the Starbucks. You get that Americano. But on the way back, you stop at a CVS. And here's the trick. And this is the thing that people don't think about. You stop at the CVS and you get some Clorox bleach. And what you do is that you put the Clorox bleach in the Americano. And you slowly poison that man to death. And then eventually, when he's dead, you take his job. Tips to Living Wells.
This is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Literally. Well, Wells told me to put Clorox in his coffee.
But slowly.
Just a couple, right, because that makes it better.
Just like a thimbleful every day. And every day, slowly, more and more until, you know, you completely burn his stomach lining and he bleeds out. There you go.
Wow, dark.
Mm-hmm. So everyone is talking about Beyoncé's country song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this song sounds like something. I kept on being like, I just can't put my finger on it, but this song sounds like something. And then finally someone on TikTok figured it out. And I want to play it for the YFTers out there.
Okay.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no.
Do you remember Frank and the Turtle?
Hey, no. Did you read the caption?
What did the caption say?
I don't know if it's true, but it said the writer of that theme song came out, was asked about it, and said, just read it.
Bruce Coburn.
And what did he say?
The writer of Franklin has responded and said, anyone who thinks Beyonce stole this song is a huge fucking idiot and maybe the dumbest people's ever existed. Damn it, Bruce Coburn.
I know.
Dang it.
Come on, bro. Take the paycheck.
By the way, that's so funny. That's why I started the show with the story about Bruce Coburn, because I brought this up to like get it ready for the show. So on Lightning 100 in my early days, I'll just tell you really, really quickly, we were playing a Bruce Coburn song. And Bruce spells his last name C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N. And I wasn't a fan of his, but we were playing the song, and I was like, all right, that was Bruce Cockburn's new one. And one of my buddies had to be like, you know, it's Bruce Coburn. It's not Bruce Cockburn. And I was like,
and you were live, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Damn.
Bruce Cockburn. Everybody, Bruce Cockburn. We have some fuck you very muches, I thought.
Let's do them.
Let's do a couple. This comes from Canyon Cheer 90. Subject line, best episode, so entertaining. 5 stars, thanks for that. The Pickle Boy and Donut Girl was so awesome and so entertaining, thank you. You guys are so funny, and I have a long commute for work, and it feels like a breeze. I'm listening to you guys. You have good recommendations, and I like listening to you rant and your input on Batch and Love is Blind. I like pickles, but by themselves, and I love a good donut too. Haha, love you guys. So nice, Canyon Cheer.
So nice.
People are getting away from the idea of making fun of us, but anyways. This comes from Red Cleats 55. F you very much. Subject line, 5 stars. Thanks for that. Hi, guys. I love the podcast, but can you get back to the roots of it? Wells, maybe start talking about shows or events besides The Bachelor rather than bits you find on TikTok. I'm here for the show recommendations. Brandy, you have overused the word true.
True.
Maybe add more substance to the conversation. Finally, can the two of you pick a show and break it down weekly like you've done with Love is Blind or any series? Thanks. Love you, too. You do use true a lot.
True.
I agree with that. Yeah, let's fuck on another word. Here's the thing. We did it with like
iconic.
Yes. Or cute.
Cute. Good. Well, if you would start this Apple Plus show, we could dissect it every week.
I will do the Apple Plus show.
That'd be great. I don't know how many episodes are out, but
we used to do it with Game of Thrones, but there isn't a show that's like that these days, you know?
No.
And that's the problem with television.
True.
This comes from Holly, Colorado. Subject line, the fourth wing. 5 stars, thanks for that. F you very much. I took Wells' recommendation to listen to the fourth wing. I was hooked instantly. I had an upcoming dentist appointment that was going to last a very long time and thought listening to the book during the appointment would be a great idea. Oh, well, it wasn't until I got to the end of the book. I had no warning. I was about to enter the most graphic sex scene while three people were hovering over me with their hands in my mouth. I was unable to reach my phone to turn off the book or turn down my headphones. This day, I don't know what my dentist thinks about me. Love the book. Love the second book. Love the show. I love the fact that you were getting all hot and bothered while someone was shoving tools in your mouth.
Sounds terrible.
By the way, I've got a dentist appointment coming up, and I floss pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. I think this is me in my new series. I'm going to floss and video it, gross kind of, whatever, and put it on Instagram and show that when I spit out, I do not bleed. Okay?
Okay.
And then when I go to the dentist and they floss and they're like, you got a lot of blood, I'm going to say, this is bullshit. This is total bullshit. When I floss at home, which I do regularly, I don't bleed. You know why I bleed, doc? It's because you've been scraping the fuck out of my gums with metal tools.
True.
I don't have gingivitis. You just have fucking archaic medieval tools in my goddamn mouth.
Seriously, though.
It's true.
I know.
Love the FU very much. Please go rate and review, and we will read them. Those are all great so much. We don't care what you say. Just give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all we need. That's all I got.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Same. Not really.
Do you want us to end the... Why have tears? Do you guys want us to end every show with a joke from me?
I don't.
All right, so two priests...
I like it when we go out with music.
All right, so two priests are driving down the street, right?
Two priests?
Two priests.
Okay.
And they get pulled over by a cop. Cop comes up to the window, and the priest rolled down the window, and he's like, what seems to be the problem, officer? The officer turns to the priest and says, we're looking for two men who have been sexually abusing a young boy in town. And, you know, one priest looks over to the other priest and he's like, you know, oh God. And finally, the priest in the driver's seat turns to the cop and says, fine, we'll do it. Oh, good joke.
I'm not sure you can leave that in.
Why?
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, I'm not the bad guy for being known for diddling little boys. That's the Catholic religion.
Okay.
Of which I am a Catholic.
I know.
So I think I can say it. I'm allowed to say it.
Okay.
I think this would be great to go out on. Hey, it's Franklin. All right, Wife Tears, we love you.
I can't hear it.
It's the Franklin song.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What's today? Hey, if you live in Nashville or you find yourself in Nashville this weekend, I'm DJing at Garth Brooks's brand new bar called Friends in Low Places. So original. It's their grand opening weekend down on Broadway, and it's gonna be really, it looks cool as fuck, actually. The whole rooftop is called the Oasis, and they've got palm trees and cool lights, and yeah, it'll be fun.
I bet you there's better songs that he could have chosen from.
I mean, that's his like biggest song, right?
Yeah. I got friends in low places. My favorite is Calling on Baton Rouge.
A good one.
Yeah. I also like the song I Went to Work for Her That Summer. The song about a young boy being abused by an older woman.
Oh.
Great job. Great, great songwriting.
On that note.
All right, we're out of here.
Gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Priest turns to the cop and says, fine, we'll do it.
So dumb.
That's a good joke. Can you at least give me credit that it's a good joke?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
It's just not PC.
Well, I don't care.
I know.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.